Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. Time for our VolQuest report. We get it twice a week from Austin. Recruiting heating up a bit for the Tennessee Volunteers and head coach Jeremy Pruitt. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. And yourself?
Doing very well. Tell us about, how would you describe the momentum for Tennessee recruiting right now?
It's going very well. Tennessee obviously picked up four-star Anthony Harris late last week. And then Aaron Beasley, who's a three-star athlete out of Heard County, Georgia, picked Tennessee yesterday. And I think he's in line to probably move up to a four-star later in the week. And he's a young man that plays running back and safety at his high school. He's a hard hitter. He likes contact. And Jeremy Pruitt, I think, fell in love with him more than maybe anybody. Just the way he plays, the way he attacks on defense, and the punishment that he delivers on offense gives this, you know, staff some options. You know, whether they like him at running back or safety, or who knows? He's already about 225 pounds. Maybe he grows into being a linebacker one day in Jeremy Pruitt's defense. Either way, he's a player that can make big plays and can do it at different positions, and Jeremy Pruitt likes the versatility.
We're still, what, 7, 8, 9 months away from signing day, so a long way to go. Tennessee about halfway to their 2019 class at this point. In terms of quality, in the star rankings, in the offer list for these players, where does this class rank right now as opposed to, let's say, one of Butch Jones's top classes at Tennessee?
I think you go back to that first full class with Butch, and he had Todd Kelly Jr., he had Jalen Hurd, ended up with Josh Malone and Derek Barnett and several of those players in that class. As far as the kind of the start by this point in the summer, I would venture to say it's right on pace with that, maybe a little better as far as who you're beating out. You know, I mean, Jalen Hurd, Todd Kelly Jr., you know, were some really good players. Tennessee beat out some big-time programs for both those guys. But at this point, you know, as we – you know, in the first week of June and turn to the second week, I think they've done a really nice job of beating out Auburn. I mean, Auburn had really owned Tennessee on the recruiting trail for the better part of a decade, and Jeremy Pruitt and company have won several head-to-head battles with Auburn this year, or right around 4 head-to-head battles with the Tigers. That's a positive sign. You know, Wanya Morris was a huge get on the offensive line, and then they're positioned well, guys, with Darnell Wright, Wavaris Crouch, and several other really nice prospects, including Chris Bogle, who was in town this weekend and returned home to South Florida, really feeling the love, much like he felt back in April when he took his official visit. A lot of us wondered, me included, would the kind of that visit high wear off? Well, it doesn't wear off when you're able to get him back in town for an unofficial visit in June. Can they get him back again unofficially for a game this fall? That may be a tough road, but they're going to sure try, and if that happens, then Tennessee becomes a real, real legit threat to not just get a commitment from, but sign Chris Bogle, who's a top 40 player nationally.
Well, and here's what's amazing about this class right now from a Tennessee perspective. They're not doing it with in-state players. These are all guys from out of state. It's not like Butch Jones's classes that you just went through all in-state guys. Todd Kelly, Jalen Hurd, Derek Barnett. These were all guys from in-state. Is he going to start pulling some guys from in-state, or do you expect to see more of this where Jeremy Pruitt and his staff, they're going to do most of their work outside the state of Tennessee?
I think in this class, it's going to be a lot of work outside the state. I think in 2020, you'll see more in-state kids emerge. But, you know, where does Tennessee end up with Kane Patterson, linebacker at CPA? Where does Tennessee go with Christian Williams, the defensive tackle at Southwind out in Memphis? Can Tennessee, you know, continue to swing away and maybe get Bill Norton back on campus, maybe see if they can try to flip him at some point in the process out of Christian Brothers? Does Woody Washington camp in the next 10 days? I think that those are all questions, because I think if you're Jeremy Pruitt, you want Woody Washington to camp. I think if you're Woody Washington and Tennessee's a priority for you, you want to camp. Now, Tennessee may not be a priority for Woody. I think we'll all see how this plays out. Woody's got a lot of great options. And I think, you know, pound for pound, one of the best players in the state. You know, he's tough. He's hard-nosed. He runs well, changes direction, and he's smart. And so, you know, he's got options. Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. I mean, those are teams that have been playing in the college football playoff. Then there's Tennessee, the home state school, a school that he's visited several times. You know, does he come to camp? I'm really interested to see. I still maintain that he does come to camp. We'll see. We'll see where the chips fall with Woody Washington and the rest of this in-state crop.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. Of those who have yet to verbally commit, who seems likely to be close to doing that? You have several conversations with guys who have visited as of late.
Yeah, I mean, I think in his heart, Chris Bogle is close to committing. But, you know, you've got enough people around him, whether it be his parents or his high school coaches, that are like, you know, let's take more trips. Let's not rush this. Because the last thing Chris Bogle wants to do is pull the trigger to commit to Tennessee, and then a month from now, like a school a lot and go, man, maybe I rushed it. And then all of a sudden opens it back up. You never want to do that. I mean, it's not like Shamar Nash, who was out there in Memphis and is now at IMG, was committed to Missouri, this weekend flipped to Arkansas. It's a long time between now and December. You know, does he flip again? You don't want to be that, you know, that kid that, you know, is, you know, committed to like three or four different schools. So I think with Chris Bogle, the people around him are not saying don't pick Tennessee because Tennessee's not winning. They're just saying make sure, take some visits. And so he's a guy that I think is close in his heart, but not necessarily maybe vocally and verbally pulling the trigger. Elsewhere, there are other guys in the state of Georgia that Tennessee's in on. There are guys in the state of North Carolina that, you know, I think, you know, do commit. Tony Davis is a guy that I continue to look at and go, you know, he likes Tennessee a lot. Does he get back over here for camp? Does he get over here for camp in the next couple of weeks? And then, you know, Zion Logue, we talked about him on Friday out of Lebanon. I don't know if he's close to, you know, committing to Tennessee, but I think that, you know, that offer for Tennessee, and if he comes to camp and performs well, that he'll get turned up on the big guy from Lebanon.
Well, in two kind of wait-and-see situations right now, Brant Lawless, Brandon Kennedy, the transfer from Alabama. What's the latest on both of those guys?
Kennedy's still not talking. Once they pass that, I think there's like a 14 or 15 day kind of like period where they can't really do anything officially. So I'm wondering if that's what the holdup is with Brandon Kennedy, because he's not talking to anybody about anything. He's in a bunker somewhere. And then Brant Lawless, still going to have to get, you know, the work done, you know, off the field. If he takes care of business this summer, then I think he'll have every opportunity to be at Tennessee in August. And, you know, that would be great news for him.
Austin, we were talking earlier about Vanderbilt baseball, Hawkins Field, and really the situation across the SEC where there's a lot of really nice parks out there and a lot of that SEC network money, TV money being spent on baseball. Philip Fulmer's mentioned it before. Do you foresee Tennessee building a new baseball stadium or renovating what they have right now anytime in the near future?
I think it's more likely to be a renovation at the end of a baseball season than it is to be a new build, just because Tennessee's kind of landlocked to a degree. So where are you going to build it at? You know, I mean, I don't think they want to take anything off campus. And then, you know, on campus, where would you build it at? You know, they use some of their land that, you know, to build the volleyball practice facility, the soccer field, and the softball field. They're all over there kind of connected near the plant area on campus. But so in my mind, I think they would just more likely be a renovation, a really nice renovation to Lindsey Nelson Stadium than you would see a new stadium built in Knoxville.
Austin Price of VolQuest.com joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report. Austin, thanks so much, and we'll do it again later this week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Follow Austin on Twitter @AustinPriceless.